Morning, you're hearing a great morning. Not only will you get Psalm chapter 5 brought to you in a way that will help you understand and follow Jesus differently by my good friend and gifted speaker, Rob McDonald. He's going to preach in just a few minutes, but you're also here on a morning when two people are going to follow the Lord in the waters of baptism.
Yeah.
If this isn't your tradition, let me just quickly explain, like really, really quick. The Bible tells us to repent and be baptized. It basically says this, when you come to the understanding that God loved you and you were separated from God in your sin, and you understand that God provided Jesus as a substitute for your sin, that he died perfect and sinless on a cross in your place and made that payment for you, and you said, I want that payment applied to my account, and you became a Christ follower, a Christ one, that new life was started in you, that's something amazing that happens. And Jesus said, repent and be baptized as an act of obedience, number one, and an act of identification, number two. So when you go down under the water, you're signifying, I'm dead to my sin and my sickness, and I'm raised to new life in Christ. Now, get this. It never says you have to take a bunch of classes. It never says you have to have it all figured out. It never says you have to be perfect. What it says is that you have to be obedient, and it has to be reflective of an internal reality. And so we see this as a symbolic act, something that people do out of obedience to what Jesus asked, that reflects something that's happened in their life, that they have chosen to give their life to Christ, to follow him. They don't have it all figured out. They don't have it all perfected. They're still struggling to figure out some of the ways that it's all going to work out. But I want you to do two things as you are witnesses to this today. First, I want you to be encouraging to them. Clap for them. Talk to them afterwards. Ask them how it's going. Talk to them in the weeks ahead. Secondly, I want you to pray for them. This is an invitation to pray as somebody journeys with Jesus and is willing to publicly identify, this is where I'm going to be, because Satan likes to come after us. And finally, this is an opportunity for you to celebrate. Just cheer and feel the warmth and encourage them with everything in you. And so I'm going to introduce two people. They're going to give a short testimony, have somebody pray for them, and then I'm going to get in the tank and we'll do two baptisms. Sound good?
Yeah.
Corey, why don't you come on up here? Give it, Corey Green, my friend, give him a hand, and Amy's going to come with him. I have to tell you this. I met Amy a number of years ago in my office, and there's a chair I remember you giving your heart to Jesus in my office. And we were just sitting there talking about that the other day, and I never dreamt that this would be a God story the way it is. And so you guys are witness to a God story that's pretty amazing. Let me commend my friend Corey to you. I know he knows Jesus. And Corey, here you go.
This is our granddaughter, Scarlett. My name is Corey Green. I started to follow Jesus about 2 years ago. I grew up in a Christian home, and as a child, I went to church every Sunday. As I grew up and got married, going to church was not a priority. I became more concerned with the ways of the world and trying to fulfill my life on my own. I discovered the true meaning of following Jesus through my wonderful wife, Amy. We were apart for more than 6 years, and through that whole time, she prayed that I would come to know Jesus and come home. My life was a total mess and would take me much too long to tell the whole story. It is an amazing God story. If anyone ever wants to hear how God restored my marriage, healed me from disease, and healed many broken relationships, just ask me sometime. I would be more than happy to share my God story with you. I am here today to publicly proclaim my love for Jesus and be baptized. I want to grow in my faith, and I understand that I need a community of faith around me to succeed. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Christ Jesus.
This is a beautiful, beautiful outcome. When Corey and I had parted, had nothing, didn't have anybody. It was just me and God. every night I prayed. But the one thing that caught my attention was the story of Luke 15 of the prodigal son. So every day I prayed for him. Every night, sometimes for hours and hours. And Bob had inspired me, and Corinne. And Bob said, if it's worth fighting for, fight. So I took it to my prayer closet. And I fought. And I could still see the man that I loved deep inside. And people would tell me to give up. And I never did give up. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I'm so thankful for the Lord and that you guys get to witness this. Because I prayed for this for many, many years. So I'd just like to say a prayer and thank you all for being and joining us. And so much, Bob, for standing with me, although I was a pain sometimes. Anyway, it's not so much about the marriage. When I first started praying, that's what I thought it was. But it was his salvation, his eternal salvation, plus our children's. And I prayed Psalm 51 every day for him. Anyway, I'd like to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing my dear, dear beloved husband home to me, but especially to you and to know you. And one of the many scriptures that I've prayed, this is the most that I called out to the Lord, is that Corey would be brought home to know you, Lord, and I thank you. And that you, Lord, would cause my dearly beloved husband, Corey, to grow in maturity and into an oak of righteousness for the display of your splendor, and help Corey to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with you and with man. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I can't tell you guys how excited I am today. And we're going to hear from Sherry first, and then we're going to get to the Duncan. Sound good? All right. We'll just let you sit down for a second. Put your hands together. Welcome Sherry to the stage, Sherry Kemper. And Dan and Sarah are going to come. Dan and Sarah come as your support. Sherry, what year did you guys start coming here? I can't remember.
I started in 2014. A friend invited me.
Yeah, I remember meeting you guys, and it has been so fun to pray with you and to walk alongside you. I commend you to her story, and you're just going to see how Jesus shows up.
My family, they've been a huge support. My friend Lindsay, yeah. My bestie and my sister. So, this is definitely a God story. It's funny, I'm used to talking in front of people. I used to be a military instructor, so I had no problem. But today I'm very nervous and excited. I don't know actually which one it is. So I just want to start off with a line from Psalms 51:10. This, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So 4th of June 2017 was a very important emotional turning point for me. Not only was it the two-month anniversary of my mother's sudden passing, but God put it heavy on my heart to not only take the spiritual gift test, which poverty, ironically enough, was my number one, my hair, nails, it's kind of funny. He also put it heavy on my heart to write to Bob about what is on my heart and request to be baptized. It was a feeling so strong that there was absolutely no denying it, and the words just flowed, as did my tears. I want to share with you all, my church family, some of what I wrote. My family and I were brought here against our wishes and desires, as we have been to Cold Lake before. Dan was here for 15 years. I was here for 10 with the military, and my daughter was actually born here. We met, got married here in Cold Lake, and then met Sarah. In the attempt to keep this as short as possible, because I can get talk chatty, through a sequence of events, we were brought here anyway. I know we were brought here for a reason, and up to now, I often wonder what that was. I wasn't a follower of Jesus when we arrived, but I did believe in him. Now, here I am, 4 years later, so thankful for the church, my family, and their support. For Lindsay, my dear friend and sister, who invited me Easter of 2014, and most of all, for the relationship I now have with Jesus. I actually started coming for my daughter, Sarah, but now I see I come to church for so much more, and when I miss it, I'm very sad and empty inside. I lost my mom, actually, 4 months ago. I wrote 2 months ago here, but 4 months ago on the 4th of August, it'll be 4 months, suddenly and unexpectedly. I was with her when she died, and it was very traumatic, and I still struggle a great deal, but I know that is normal for grieving. In recent years, I often prayed for her to have peace and joy in her life as she faced much evil in her life and struggled with many serious health issues, which she kept hidden. I actually believe she wanted to die as her life was a daily struggle, but she was so scared when the time was suddenly upon her. I'll never forget that phone call when she expressed how scared she was. Then a week later, I'm in Ontario by her side, watching her go. My mom was a woman of faith, and we both loved Jesus. And in saying this, I am thankful she had her faith and congregation in her life. It was a source of great joy for her and gave her so much and fulfilled her belief in Jesus. The members of her faith were very supportive and came to see her in her last hours, and the look on her face is something I will never forget. She was under palliative care at that point, so was drugged heavily to make her comfortable. But the look as she gazed at one brother who spoke to her was very aware, and even through her eyes she expressed her gratitude and peace. A look I don't ever remember seeing in my whole life. That brings warmth and some peace to me. I miss her so much every day. Never to hug her, hear her sarcastic sense of humor, calling me Pooh Bear, which was my nickname. She's the only one that's allowed to call me that, just so you know. And even though, almost 4 months later, I miss her so much. But she no longer has physical or emotional pain. Although prayers are answered, not necessarily the way we imagine, but my prayer was answered. She walks with Jesus now with healthy lungs, no walker needed, smiling and laughing like she once did many years ago. I felt Jesus' presence during the 5 days I was at the hospital with her by her side, right up to her final breath. 4th of June, the day that I see as a turning point, I felt so much emotion during the message. Bob's words always strike something in me and of the situation I may be facing at that time. And that day, the message was more emotional for me. The 4 years in Cold Lake have been some of the more difficult years for our family, between marital difficulties and reconciliation, with Jesus showing us the way. Very personal struggles for our daughter and myself. Losing my husband's dear parents within weeks of each other. Losing my mom suddenly, and now selling the house in a difficult market and facing my husband's departure to the next posting as Sarah and I remain behind with the house. But through it all, Jesus has walked with us, kept us going, and still does. The church brings us so much comfort, and hearing the message brings so much peace, and we are truly, truly blessed. We now face another move to Winnipeg, where God is bringing us to do his work, not for us, but for him, and this is why we came to Cold Lake, for his plan. I often fall to the wayside, my sins huge in number, but I pray and I am forgiven again. Full circle comes to mind often. I joined the military and Portage Prairie, Manitoba, just down the road from Winnipeg, was my first posting. And then in Cold Lake, I was posted here in 1992, and then Borden, Ontario, Greenwood, Nova Scotia, and then back here to Cold Lake, and now we're going to Winnipeg. So full circle. It's just amazing. I know there's something going on. I'm still amazed at the journey, and I really look forward to the next portion. Cold Lake has brought great joy to me, despite the struggles, through the church, and because of this, it is my desire to be baptized here before I leave. I don't know when we will go, but I have faith God will bring the right family to our house at the right time, and then our movie date will be known. So to finish up, thank you to my church family for opening your arms to me, and my family also. Thank you all for not judging, but making me feel so warm and safe. And Bob, thank you for being the pastor you are. You have a gift I always connect with what you are and with what you are saying. Sorry. I feel at peace and accepted. There is a very down-to-earth attitude, and I see the emotion and feeling Bob puts in every word. I can't thank God enough. I am grateful I can share this important day with you all and with Jesus. I'm going to say a prayer. Father in heaven, I want to know you personally. I'm sorry for going my own way all this time. Please forgive me all my sin. Thank you for dying on the cross to pay for my sin. I agree to turn from my old ways and follow you as my Savior and Lord. Please come and take first place in my life. I know you will never leave me or any of us in our darkest days. I'm so grateful for all that you have brought into my life. I can't put it all into words, but you know my heart. Please give my mom and all of our loved ones in heaven a hug for us. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Look how old this elastic is. It was super brittle because I wrote this a long time ago, and I think maybe now is the time to read it. We're in Psalms right now, so it might even be more fitting. Sometimes I write poems, and sometimes I really think they're from God. So this room, like David's cave or a butterfly cocoon, tune in to what God is saying. Praying and laying everything down in this room, God will prune each branch that belongs to him. He reveals sin and remembers them no more. You're restored and saved, clinging to the true vine. Sherry, you are mine. Time to be a new kind of soldier and beautiful butterfly. No need to try to be clean. You are on the winning team, and I will show you what to do. A new creation, even if devastation does still chase. It's a different kind of race with a great prize. Don't believe the lies and happiness in disguise. Fix your eyes on me because you are completely accepted. Now truth directed. Love protected through the worst. No curse can assault my throne or those I own. Let my home be in your heart. I've set you apart, royal soldier, with exemplary conditions. Knowledge for the mission and my Holy Spirit to stand firm. Learn from me. My ways are gentle. Wrestle it out in the word. You've heard it sharper than a double-edged sword. Honor the Lord and give thanks always. Praise for who he is and what he has achieved. We believe and are being transformed, conformed into the image of Christ, sure of his sacrifice and aware of the cost. We are not lost sheep any longer. Strong in weakness and entering strict training, refraining from old ways, replays of hurt cannot stop what God has chosen to start. It's all about the heart, and nothing can separate us. Trust, I am coming again. I will send what you need and change what you desire. Hell's fires will not swallow you. Focus on what is true. Through with that former way of thinking, conditioning your eyes and ears, I hold tears and give that warm embrace. Prepare a special place after you are done living here. Do not fear what is to come. I am from before you existed. At times you resisted, but it is evident how much I care. Love your hair and vibrant personality, your identity. It's in me, Father, Spirit, Jesus. And I have a little bit more and a verse. So that was from before, and this is from this morning. Can you hold that again? I like that we hold things for each other. My dear sister Sherry, I feel a little bit proud today, but mostly thankful that God would intentionally place each other on a life journey together. At just the right time, it's amazing what God does when we surrender, respond, and obey him at all costs, just like Jesus did for us. The pull to get to know you was so strong, just as I know the pull was for you to me. It was God all along drawing you toward himself. I recall so many conversations and knowing things, specific deets, prayers and prompts and rations. God was so loud to me for you. Once I asked you what you wanted God to do for you, to which you replied, help me find my way. It took me 3 circles around your block to stealthily drop off that Christmas gift. So much went through my head to write. But the response was, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, John 14:6. After cycling class, we ate some rations and I asked you if you were done with yourself, wanted God's help. You prayed a short, direct, I'm sorry, forgive me, God, come into my life and my heart. I went to bed that night thinking, whoa, what just happened? What next? But I trusted God with it. I knew he was doing stuff. Another time after community group, you said, Lindsay, I'm messed up. To which I heard, you're not messed up. You're a sheep without a shepherd. See, God really does speak. He really, really loves you. There are so many God stories, and it warms my heart and his even more that you are sharing your God stories, I should say. There's more than one. There's a million. And that you are now taking this next step of faith, public declaration of the relationship and trust you have personally in Jesus our Savior. It's been awesome to journey with you, to continue to journey with you. Talks on our bike about fruit and life and seeing things God's way. Sometimes God gives us gravel roads. Sometimes we choose it by accident. There are hills, valleys, times you need to do a U-E, wind, rain, rumble, strips, flats, mountain climbs, dangerous drivers, distractions. But there's always the straight and narrow path and building and the guiding line and the light, even if you can't see or feel him through it. He is there, and sometimes he's that hand pushing us upward and making a mountain flat and smooth. So I have some verses for you. They're some of the ones that I heard from at the beginning. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And from the Good Shepherd, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I'd like to take a baptism selfie to remind you that it's not about you, that it's always about God. I know we like to take selfies. And the verse I pulled from my prayer wall. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. A new life has begun. And this is the prayer verse for today. I know there's a couple in there, but this is specifically what I've chosen. So chosen by God for this new life, life of love. Dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even tempered, content with second place. Quick to forgive an offense, forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, you can clap for her. Yeah. If you didn't notice, it's a little emotional as we have some great friendships here. All right, this is for you, Sherry. And I'll let you get ready, and you guys can head down. Corey, come on up. Now, we're going to need you to clap when he comes out of the water and cheer a little bit. So you can prepare yourselves.